Terry, thank you so much for your patience, ma'am.
Hi there. So a year ago this month, I got a pathology report on some lesions on my scalp that showed 3 basal cell carcinomas and a squamous. I was out of town, so I couldn't do anything about it other than order the Curaderm from the dispensary, which I've been using ever since. And by September, the basal cell tumors had completely gone away. The squamous had to be surgically removed, but I've been struggling with AKs ever since, that tenokeratosis, and 3 of those developed into fairly large lesions that just resisted very, very much the Curaderm. There was gradual improvement, but not very much. And so about 3 weeks ago, I changed the protocol a little bit, and in between applications of the Curaderm, I started using just a topical direct application of frankincense essential oil and letting it absorb for 30 to 60 minutes before reapplying the Curaderm. And lo and behold, those 3 lesions are virtually gone. There's a couple of patchy, scaly patches of skin left, but that's about it. And it's dramatically improved in a matter of weeks. And I guess my question is there any reason to believe that the medicinal properties of frankincense may have had an actual causal relationship here instead of just the obvious correlation?
Well, obviously, one can't say for sure, sir, but usually the Curaderm clears things up slowly and steadily, and as it wasn't doing that for you on those particular lesions, and then you introduced the frankincense and things started going noticeably faster, it seems reasonable to conclude, and that's the best we can do is reasonably conclude, that the frankincense oil did make a difference. And the nice thing about doing it that way, sir, is, as we know, nobody ever hurt themselves with frankincense oil or Curaderm.
Right.
So I'm really appreciative that you called in about this, because I will relay this information to Dr. Cham, who is the originator of the Curaderm, and he can take it where he wants to go, but I will certainly relay it to him. And everybody else who's listening has heard that, gee, it's reasonable to include that that improves the odds further of Curaderm working. Although, I have to say that in my experience, Curaderm has worked very well for the large majority. Now, in your particular circumstance, sir, you might want to take advantage of a couple 3 other things. And since summer is coming, one of these days, maybe tomorrow, according to the weather report here in the Seattle area, yeah, maybe. Okay, summer is coming. Let me tell you about 2 or 3 other things, sir. 1, researchers who obtained human skin from people who were way overweight and getting surgery for it, and ultraviolet radiated the human skin. And sure enough, when they biopsied later on, there was DNA damage from the ultraviolet that might or might not lead to cancer, but it could be, again, reasonably concluded that some of it might. All right, so then what they did was got some more human skin from the same person, by the way, to make sure that things were as parallel as they could be. And they radiated it with ultraviolet just as much, but then they got themselves some retinoic acid. Now, retinoic acid is a form of vitamin A. It was sold for $30, $40 a tube, but given all the FDA restrictions on combining pharmacies, the doggone stuff is now between $100 and $200 a tube. But if you're a free citizen of Mexico, sir, you can walk into a farmacia and buy the stuff for $10 to $12 a tube with no prescription required. Imagine that. Okay. Well, since we're not free citizens of Mexico, we can sometimes order from Canadian or Mexican pharmacies legally. And they took this retin-A and they rubbed it in once the UV radiation was over, and they waited for the same time period they did to start with on the first patch of skin that they had radiated. And what do you know, sir? There was a whole lot less DNA damage. The retin-A had actually helped to restore the normal, what do I want to say, the normal configuration of the DNA in a lot of places. Now, I'll shut up after this because this happens to be a very, very true case up report. Years ago, must be your late 70s, early 80s, I worked with a fellow who was a retired farmer from Texas, and he had been advised by his dermatologist to move to the Pacific Northwest with all of our wonderful clouds, yep, because He was being operated on, I am not kidding you, sir, for his farming career. He had had 14 to 16 skin cancers per year removed, despite wearing a hat and everything else. Okay, so he moved to the Pacific Northwest, and he came in to see me and said, sure enough, now I'm only getting about 10 to 12 skin cancers a year. It's not 14 to 16. What can I do? So I told him about this retin-A stuff, told him to rub it on at bedtime. Don't put it on and go out in the sun. That's not good. But put it on at bedtime every night after he was sun exposed, put it everywhere he's sun exposed, and that man went down to having one or two skin cancers per year, sir. So you can do a whole lot with retinoic acid to keep skin cancer away after and to prevent it. But you apply it in the evening after sun exposure, and don't go out in the sun after you just put it on.
Okay, that sounds like a good strategy as well. Thank you. Passing that information on, I think, would be very helpful. And I know it certainly has helped me, and like I say, maybe it's anecdotal, but I'm not changing my protocol. I'm continuing with it. So, anyway.
Oh, I wouldn't either, sir. Now, you've been very kind in letting me to ramble on about that retin-A, so I'm going to be brief about this one. There's also evidence out there that niacinamide, regular vitamin B3 in consumption, cuts the risk of skin cancer. And it does take a fairly good dose, but niacinamide does so many other good things for us, including helping prevent the risk of cognitive decline, that given all the skin cancers you get, sir, you might consider talking to your doctor in natural medicine, who knows about it, who will probably tell you no harm, go right ahead. But check with them. Yes, sir.
I'm already on 1500 twice a day, so.
Good. Well, you got that base covered then. Thank you, sir.
Fantastic. And I learned that from you, by the way. So.
Oh, well. We all learn from everyone, sir. And I just learned about frankincense oil. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.